AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama says the Islamic State group is the real enemy, and he's appealing to Russia and Turkey to stop squabbling with each other over Turkey's shootdown of a Russian warplane. The president's at the climate talks in Paris, as is AP correspondent Mark Smith, who joins us live now.
Rita, a Russian pilot was killed in the shootdown 2 weeks ago. Turkey says the plane was in its airspace near the Syrian border and had been repeatedly warned, so it's not apologizing. But the Russians have slapped on sanctions. A day after meeting with Vladimir Putin, the president's urging Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to, in a nutshell, cool it.
De-escalate tensions and find a diplomatic path to resolve this issue.
And Obama says Russia and Turkey should not lose focus, as he puts it, on the world's foe, the brutal militants of the self-proclaimed Islamic State. Rita?
It is snowing in Minneapolis, which already has several inches of snow on the ground. Parts of the nation's midsection are battling the weather as more snow moves in today. Minnesota, Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, Wisconsin. Canadian Scott Brimner is there in Wisconsin. He just drove in from Saskatchewan.
Snowing like Canada usually does, but didn't think you guys got this much snow. It's coming down pretty good.
He talked to KSTP-TV. The University of Chicago is reopening today after an online threat to kill 16 white men on campus shut it down yesterday. Authorities say 21-year-old Jabari Dean, who lives in Chicago, appears to have been motivated by the police killing of a black teenager who was shot 16 times. The Boston bomber wants a new trial. Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers go to court today to ask the judge to consider it. Their argument has to do with the legal definition of a crime of violence. This is AP Radio News. Things apparently got a little tense yesterday at a meeting between Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump and some black pastors. Some wanted to ask him about his use of what they say is racially charged rhetoric. The Reverend Darrell Scott is a Trump supporter and a meeting organizer.
There were concerns that the liberal media has put out portraying Mr. Trump in a light that I know he's not the type of person that he was depicted to be.
Trump said afterwards he has no plans to change his approach, which he says has put him in first place in every single poll.
We all thought it was such a good meeting we would do that, and we have many, many endorsements that came out of the meeting.
More of Hillary Clinton's private emails from her time as Secretary of State have been released. They give a glimpse into her private side as well. Clinton's notes show her searching for videos on how to do a fishtail bun hairstyle and struggling to locate Showtime on her television. She wanted to watch Homeland. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.